This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome back, value investors. We got a couple of big earnings reports this week, even though we're not technically in earnings season, but there's always a couple big names that report. I don't know if you want to call it late or early. I call it early because they're already looking at the next quarter here. And those were Nike and Micron, just to name two. And everybody was talking about them, but hardly anyone cared about a couple of the other big name companies reporting this week, including one called Cintas, and that ticker is CTAS. Now, you might have heard of Cintas or just like in the back of your mind, but not really. You probably don't really know what they do, but they provide uniforms nationwide. So if you wear a uniform to go to work, odds are they make it or rent it to your company, and that's what you wear. So there's nothing really glamorous about the uniform industry, right? You would think, who cares? They've been around for forever. It's kind of an old line company in most people's minds. It doesn't have the excitement of social media or, you know, online shopping or anything in the tech world or even Nike or Micron. So nobody paid them much attention. But if you look at their five-year chart, you'll see something more interesting. You'll see one that it's like amazing if you look at that chart. And shares are up about 230% during that five-year time period. And that compares with about 70% for the S&P 500, which has also been doing pretty well during that period, but not as well as the Cintas shares. So it's not a small company. It has a market cap of almost $15 billion. And this year and next year, it's expected to see double digits earnings growth. Now, I took a look at what they said for the quarter, and they are growing organic revenue at a decent clip between 6 and 8%. And they've been acquiring some smaller companies, which has really been adding to their earnings growth as well. So some of that double-digit earnings growth is from acquisitions. But even if you strip that out, it's looking pretty good over there. Now, I do have to say it's not a value stock, because I'm sure you're wondering like, oh, Tracy, is this one of those hidden value stocks we get to look at? But it's not. It's trading with a forward PE of 26. So I wouldn't exactly call this cheap at all. So why am I bringing it up? Why am I even talking about it? Because I did notice that about 500 people follow it on StockTwits, which in that social media platform is not a lot of people to follow a stock, you know, versus thousands that are following Nike and Micron and those earnings reports. But look at those returns, 230%. It's outperformed Nike over the last like 2 years. And nobody's paid it any attention, even though it's on the growth side. Nobody has really cared except those shareholders. If you bought it, you know, a couple of years ago, you've been very happy. But if that stock as a growth stock with a great story is even being ignored, then what's happening with the value stocks? Because a lot of them are down on their luck. And as we know, everybody's, you know, not been paying any attention to them for the last couple of years, but it shows you how difficult it is to be a value investor right now, because even in some of these names that are growth side, nobody cares, and you're kind of out on your own in the wilderness with even something like Cintas. But this week, I decided to take a look at what stocks are kind of, you know, completely being ignored, like a Cintas is. And I decided to use price to sales to find those ignored value stocks instead of PE this week, just to kind of see what's happening on the price to sales side, because that's kind of a secret weapon for value investors. Remember, the price to sales, you want to look at a ratio under one, because that means you're going to pay less for each dollar of those sales. So if the PE ratio is 0.8, you're only paying like 80 cents on the dollar for each one of those sales. And that's what I want to get as a value investor. I want to get something on sale for the sales. I want to pay less than what the company is bringing in, because that's a good value metric. So I looked for price to sales ratios under one. And also remember, it's harder for companies to fudge those sales numbers. We all know that sometimes with earnings, they can come up with a penny here or two pennies there by, you know, some accounting things that they do. but you're not really fudging the sales numbers. You're either selling that widget or you're not. So sales are a good way to find out what's really happening at the core of a company. And if I can get them cheaper, that's fantastic too as a value investor. So I looked for those PS ratios under one. And then I also added the Zacks rank because I always like to get rising earnings estimates because that sends a real strong signal as well. And then just for kicks, I put a price under $20 because I know everybody likes to buy those quote unquote cheaper stocks, you know, stocks under 10, stocks under 20. And I thought, you know, this is going to be real restrictive. I got the good Zacks rank plus price to sales ratio under one, plus it has to be under $20. I might get nothing. But I ran the screen and I did get something, but very small numbers. I only got 8 stocks. Yes. So that's a real hard combination to keep together. But instead of stripping out the 20, I took a look at the 8 and I was like, you know what? There's some interesting names in here. So I went with it. But if you want a few more choices, you should maybe up the under 20 to under $30 and see, you know, that should open up a wider range of stocks. But just under the $20, that's harder to get with these great value fundamentals and the rising earnings estimates. So these are stocks that basically are cheap all around and the market is ignoring them. So let's jump right into what they are, because I was surprised at a couple of the names. A couple I have talked about in the past, but the first one is one I have not, and I had to look up what they did, who are they, all of that stuff, and they're Travelport Worldwide. Ticker is TVPT, and it turns out this is a UK company. They're based in the United Kingdom, and they are a travel commerce platform, and they provide tech, mobile payment solutions to the huge global travel industry. And I kind of tried ahead to figure out what is that? Are they like the back end for a lot of travel companies? And that does appear to be what they are. So for instance, if you're a German rail company and you're offering, you know, passenger rail service, Travelport has a platform that allows you to have seat booking, like on your site, you use their platform, and then it allows customers to choose and, you know, reserve seats ahead of time. Things like that is what they specialize in. And this is like a big time growing industry as the travel industry is really hot right now. So as the global economy stays hot, people want to travel all around and they want the ease of all this online abilities, basically, to even, you know, choose what room you might want to be in a hotel, that kind of thing. So this is real cheap. Like I said, it is trading under $20. So we have that, but just cheap on a dollar means. But the price to sales ratio here is just 0.8. It does have the good Zacks rank. Earnings are expected to grow 11% this year. Sales growth a little more meager, only 4%. So it's not a super huge growth stock here, but you do have the good earnings growth. And the PE, I took a look at that even though I didn't screen for it. And that's cheap too at just 11 times. And when you have the overall S&P 500 trading at 18 or 19 times, to trade at 11 times is real cheap. So overall, real cheap stock, and that's Travelport Worldwide, TVPT. The second stock is one I know I've talked about in the past when I've done the retailers, and it's Sally Beauty. I keep bringing it up because it's really being ignored by the market. It's just barely trading under $12 now, though. A little bit cheaper a month or so ago, but you can still get it just under $20. The price to sales ratio is just 0.6. Its PE is 10.8. So both are really, really cheap, but the earnings are on the rise. Sales growth, pretty meager, just barely 0.04% this year. So basically flat, no sales growth. That's why it's kind of in the doghouse. But earnings growth of 5.6%. Now, Sally Beauty is kind of misunderstood by a lot of investors. People kind of lump it in with Ulta and Sephora, and they do carry, you know, beauty products similar to Ulta and Sephora, but about half of their revenue comes from the professional beauty side. So if you're a professional beauty worker and you work in a salon or in some kind of industry that where you're a professional at it, then that's the people going to Sally Beauty. They also have a large European presence that most people don't know about. So Sally Beauty is a lot more complex company than you might think. So I like this. And the insiders have been buying off and on, especially just recently, the insiders were buying there. So something to keep in mind. And again, it's pretty hated. So that's why it's making our list today. It's being ignored. And then the third one is also another retailer, Party City. PRTY is the ticker there. We all know them as the store you go to if you're holding, you know, some kind of specialty party for the 4th of July, or Halloween is huge for them. So they're coming up on this huge retail holiday for them. A lot of business comes from Halloween now for them. So that's one to watch with them. Sales growth of 5.4% expected this year. Earnings expected to be up 10%. So that's not shabby. Price to sales ratio also looking good, just 0.7. And the PE is 10.8. So got to dig a little deeper, watch their next earnings report and kind of see what's happening at those stores. But this also has a weird little niche that most people don't think about with retail, and you're going to have those parties. You just are. And you're going to Party City to buy stuff to decorate with, and costumes and all of that, even plates and balloons and things. Party City is great for that. So be sure to check out that. Now, none of these, as I said, is really tearing it up on the sales growth side, but I didn't screen for growth this time around. These are purely cheap stocks, like literally by monetary value under $20. And they have these great valuations. I noticed, and I, like I said, I didn't screen for the PE, but look how low the PEs are with all three of these. Other than Travelport, they're all under 11, and that one is just barely over 11. So they're all under 12, which is really cheap for this market. And you have the cheap price to sales ratio. So those two things are going hand in hand. That's a real strong combination for a value investor. And, you know, I'm aware you may not like these stocks. You may like be holding your nose right now saying like, no way, Tracy, there's no way I'm getting into any of those. But, you know, a lot of people say that about a lot of the ignored stocks. And I know they were saying that about the energy sector just a month ago when I covered all those energy stocks that the insiders were jumping in and buying. And now they're well off the lows. They're above their 200-day moving average for the energy ETF now. I'm not saying this rally in energy is going to hold and, you know, I got it right at the bottom there, but energy's been hated for well over a year by the overall market, by average investors, just not by the insiders who went in there seeing an opportunity. So these stocks, I do know that insiders have been buying at Sally Beauty, like I said, but these ones also being ignored while everybody's jumping into the growth names. So just keep them in mind. As value investors, we always like to look at things that are a little more difficult than everybody else wants to look at. And remember always to look beyond the basic fundamentals here, because I'm basically just giving you those basics, the price of sales, the PE, that it has rising earnings estimates. But go listen to some of the conference calls on these, read the earnings reports, read whatever anyone's saying on stock twits, but take that with a grain of salt, of course. And, you know, look beyond, look at the story and know what you own, because that's important too, especially for value investors. And just remember, you know, Cintas, like I said at the beginning of this episode, that's a pretty boring stock too. But investors who bought 5 years ago, well, they're having the last laugh, right? They just are. So keep an open mind while investing. And those tickers again are Travelport Worldwide, TVPT, Sally Beauty, SBH, and Party City, PRTY. And you can always find out more on the value stocks. You can listen to that Oil Insider episode from just about a month ago here on The Value Investor on iTunes. You can find it over there and on SoundCloud. And if you subscribe, you'll just get them all and you won't be sure not to miss any of the good episodes. And I'll be back again next week with some more value stocks.